Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week. I'm James Titko. This week's question comes in from listener John.
Hello, Naked Scientists. This is John Bondi from the US. Wildfires in the US and Canada are big news at the moment and have been so in recent summers. How many tons of carbon are released by the wildfires, and how does that number compare to the release of greenhouse gases by other human activities like cars, heating, electrical generation, etc.? Thanks.
Thanks, John. Carbon dioxide from wildfires is a growing source of emissions globally. You're asking the question at a very pertinent time. To answer it, we got in touch with Jim Dale from British Weather Services.
Unfortunately, there can be no definitive answer to your question, John. The first thing to say is every wildfire is different. Different locations, different combustible fuel, different meteorological factors. The Canadian wildfires of last year and this were much bigger than the Athens fire of now. And even when the spread is curtailed, the underlying moss or peat can continue to quietly burn, releasing further carbon and other gases over time. The 2023 Canadian wildfire that put masses of smoke into the Great Lakes area and northeastern parts of the US was off the scale and produced as much greenhouse gas emissions in a single season as would normally occur over 10 seasons. That's according to the collated data. The Canadian fires produced about 2 billion tons of CO2 alone. In 2023, it is estimated that 8.6 billion tons of carbon dioxide was released globally through wildfires alone, near doubling the estimated 4.8 billion annual emissions of the US from all other sources. So on that comparison alone, wildfires as a result of climate change have the capacity to overhaul traditional emissions and undo all forms of man-made or even natural climate mitigation. However, in all the short-term negatives, there is a longer-term positive in that the regrowth of vegetation across burned areas takes up much of the carbon released in the fires. So it's very much an ongoing and ever-changing situation. However, there is sound evidence that wildfires are potentially doubling the conventional carbon release of human beings worldwide. It's a worrying scenario for all the reasons given, and it's very likely to become worse within our lifetimes.
Thanks, Jim, and thanks to everyone getting involved on the forum on John's question. A good healthy debate, which you can get involved with yourself over at nakedscientists.com/forum. Next week, we'll be answering this question from listener James.
Why do cobwebs feel so weird when they touch your skin? Is it something to do with the web itself, or maybe fear of spiders or something else? Thanks.
And be sure to drop us a line if you have a question of your own. It's chris@thenakedscientists.com. Until then, from me, James Titko. Thanks for listening and goodbye.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com. Thank you.